So very good afternoon to all the brothers and sisters in the Dhamma. So today is Sunday, 15th of November 2020. We shall continue with the book that we are sharing, The Path to Truth for Modern Day Bodhisattva Practitioner. We are at this page 228. The title is Building Hope for Children Lacking Education. This one is part of the adapted verse from chapter 3 of the Sutra of Infinite Meaning, the 10 merits. So this Sutra of Infinite Meaning is very beautiful, very useful. Even this book, The Path of Truth, they take verses from there. Okay, relax body and mind and maintain some form of attention. Then turn to page 228 of the book, The Path to Truth for Modern Day Bodhisattva Practitioner. We will continue from there. So the title is Building Hope for Children Lacking Education. Then there's an adapted verse from chapter 3. Of the Sutra of Infinite Meaning on the section 10 merits. Each seed in turn can produce hundreds, thousands, millions of seeds. This process continues in this way on to infinity. So this part we have gone through. We will read the content. The field of blessing in this world is vast. As long as we have seeds of love in our heart, we can spread them. Then countless more seeds will be produced. The Sutra of Infinite Meaning states, this sutra is like a seed. One grows into millions. Each of these millions of seeds produces millions until the number is innumerable. Countless. A seed can grow into millions of seeds. When we keep spreading seed, each gives rise to countless seeds infinitely. So this is the meaning of the Sutra of Infinite Meaning. So if there is truth to be found in the sutra, or in the teaching from one, which is the original teaching from the Sammasambuddha. So this sutra of innumerable meaning, you only need to nurture it, grow it, taught it to the world. Even if after a period of time, a handful of them can master it, is enough. Well, from that handful, it will continue to spread. Sometimes one become two, two become four, four become eight, eight become 16, and very fast it go. Then 16 to the power of two, it will continue 32, and the figure bigger and bigger. So as time span on, the seed really flourish and grow. But there are times where the sasana is no more. Then the progressive growth of this seed may be hindered. It may not grow so fast. But the good thing is, when the sasana come back, it will have condition again and it will grow again. So it is only during this sasana. But this is the sutta, like the Buddha said, that can awaken bodhisattvas to become great beings. And from them, they can spread it to the world. Humanity can receive them. So this is how the sutta from one, it can become infinite. Then over a long period of time, eons and eons and eons, it will continue to multiply. So according to the author, hope is boundless. It begins with one seed. Where is this seed buried? It is in one's heart. That's why we have to plant the seed of Pohi, a seed of love that can transform countless living beings. So when you have the Pohi mind, you have the seed of virtue, love, and compassion, wisdom. We diligently walk the Bodhisattva path by giving to numerous places where people are suffering. We go to relieve their suffering and bring them joy and teach them to live with respect for humanity. The Tsuji School of Buddhism teaches us to engage with people and to bear witness to the infinite Dhamma among people. So this is very beautifully laid out. In South Africa, there is a great disparity between the rich and the poor. The poor do not have enough money to send their children to school, unable to receive an education. These children lack hope for the future. More than 10 years ago, Tsuji volunteers in South Africa started going into local community to cultivate their fields of blessing by helping the poor. They approach the poor with empathy, comfort them with love, establish mutual trust, and guide them step by step. As a result, Tsuji volunteers in their blue and white uniform have become bodhisattvas in the eyes of the locals. They came to trust and accept Tsuji volunteers wholeheartedly. So this is beautiful. Eh? These volunteers enter the community through charity work, which has further extended to education. Mr. He has contributed his effort into the education dilemma in Ladysmith for several years. So far, he has built 7 middle and elementary schools in order to teach humanistic culture to South African children. Tsuji volunteers from South Africa mindfully learn the Tsuji spirits of humanistic culture during their trip to Taiwan. Then they took this lesson back to share with the local children. After learning for a period of time, these African students not only speak Mandarin, but Taiwanese as well. They also teach to be more humble and courteous by following the etiquettes of Tsuji. So this one actually very beautiful. Huh? African can learn Mandarin and the Taiwanese dialects, then they can teach. Tsuji volunteers sent me a video of this Chun. A young black girl spoke to him, to me in fluent Taiwanese. Grandmaster, do you remember 2 years ago when we visited you in Taiwan? At that time, you had 2,400 students in South Africa. Now there are 3,000. 200. Indeed, they are all precious students. The schools that Tsuji volunteer built are made up of simple classrooms constructed from bricks, yet the students are content and grateful for the opportunity to attend school. They consider their school to be the best in the area. It is quite appropriate to describe these students as having broad minds and pure thoughts. So people who are poor, they really have gratitude because they never dream that people can just volunteer, come and help them in such way. So when you do this type of charity work, as Suji volunteer or any organization that provides service to commit to humanity and the society or within the vicinity of your local village or city or places. These students who are less fortunate or children who are less fortunate, who can't even afford basic education, they will have a lot of gratitude. And the expression of it is very beautiful. True contentment, through their joy, through their gratitude, they feel honored. They feel really like full of blessing to really receive this type of aid and help from all the volunteers from across the globe, from Suji volunteers and Suji members as a whole. So do not look down upon all this organization that try to help out. But you must also not be gullible. You must make sure they are the genuine ones, sincere ones. Well, nowadays, society has become so complicated. Sometimes you really have to be careful. There are a lot of scam, bogus ones. So you must really have the ability to find out. See it for yourself. Find out for yourself. Then only you make that decision. Because merits, or what they call doing good, need to be done with understanding, with wisdom. You cannot just because you want to do good, you keep on donating and supporting all this without finding out what are they really doing. If you don't do that, that is your own lack of tactfulness when it comes to doing such things, because it end up not serving the purpose, then it can actually backfire. Or sometimes their intent may be good, but the thing that they do may not follow the Dharma way, so it can lead to deviation. So you support sometimes the printing of books that don't have the true Dhamma or truth, or activity that don't walk the way of Dhamma, then it may lead to different results. Then for those who support all this, it's just like teaching meditation. When you are not sure, when you don't have the understanding, you support the wrong group that do that thing, then that one lead to deviation. So in future, you will receive coming obstruction, because ignorance is not a bliss. It's not an excuse for doing wrong thing. That's the reason why we need to be tactful, we need to be careful, we need to be cautious, we need to find out on our own that whatever we try to help or promote, they are really genuine. They really have the good intent, and they have the structure and organization to really contribute to all the goodness, kindness, and relieve suffering, help out in whatever way that is appropriate. So these are the important understanding that one must have. Don't just gullibly do charity. Charity need understanding. You cannot be gullible. So whatever good you do, whatever charity you do, volunteer work or whatever, even as a salesperson, This one involves coming to. It involves our livelihood and the way we live our life. So if you do certain type of sales that leads to karmic negativity, then if you know that it is that type of product, you should avoid. You should not continue. So Noble Eightfold Path had this right living and right livelihood is because of the karmic thing. So the way you live your life, the livelihood that you bear must be in accordance with the Dharma way. It must not violate the principle, the moral principle of the law of karma. Okay, we'll go on. Our love has truly touched their hearts. Moreover, they genuinely want to extend their love or this love to others. We have been promoting the Tzu-chi school of Buddhism and have many songs composed based on the Sutra of Infinite Meaning, our most important sutra. Mr. He shared the song Infinite Dhamma in South Africa. He was determined to teach this song in all seven schools so that every student learns to chant and sing it. In less than 9 days, South African students memorized the lyrics of Infinite Dhamma. Not only they could sing the song, they could perform the lyrics in sign language. In addition, Tzu-chi volunteer taught them the profound meaning of the sutta. Are these volunteers not living bodhisattvas? They seek the Dhamma, work to transform all living beings, and aspire to cultivate bodhicitta, means the bodhi mind, buddhism. In this mundane world, they learn as they work, and they awaken. Next page. They awaken as they learn. As they attain realization, they take roots in the community so that the Tzu-chi spirit can continue and is passed on. After Tzu-chi worked for the school for several years, some students graduated and passed their college entrance exam before they went off to college. Tzu-chi volunteer made a special trip to see them. The volunteers told him, "When we heard of your college acceptance, we were happier than when our own children were accepted." Grandmaster expects all of us to become refined ladies and gentlemen, the role models for all others. Then the volunteers took these students to their own home and gave them some of their students' clothing, their children's clothes. They taught them how to dress properly and neatly. The volunteer treated the student as their own child or children. In South Africa, it is not easy to nurture the new generation of volunteers, especially when there are so few Tzu-chi volunteers in the country and they are not financially well off themselves. Nevertheless, these volunteers are determined to be self-sufficient and diligently raise funds to continue their charity and education mission. Although building school and helping students have placed a heavy burden on their shoulder, they have never come to Taiwan to ask for financial support. Indeed, it was I who often asked them, "Do you have any difficulties? Do you need financial aid?" Not wanting me to worry, they always say, "Master, we will let you know if we ever need help." So they continue to help schools and students with their own money and raise funds little by little. The South African students are very grateful to Tsuji. In a video to master during the year-end blessing ceremony, the student said, "Grandmaster, we miss you very much. We know that it is winter now in Taiwan. Is it shivering cold?" They continue, "Grandmaster encourages us to return to the spirits of the bamboo bang era. We uphold a broad and pure mind and to lead a happy and beautiful life. We need to make good wishes, save one penny each day, and accumulate small amount into a great sum." Their words were truly heartwarming. Tsuji volunteers in South Africa adhere to the Tsuji spirits to nurture the seed of goodness and pave a bodhisattva path. They work in unity to cultivate the field of blessings and spread countless level seeds of love. They work in unity to cultivate a field of blessing and spread countless seeds of love. We witness this South African student progress from elementary school to middle school and then college. It is truly delightful to have seen this sampling become tall trees. Oh, so we finish. Yeah? So the next chapter is chapter 10. Eh? From medicine to bone. Registry, teaching doctors to practice the wondrous Dhamma. Okay, what's the time now? 3:30, huh? Still early. Huh? Okay, we'll continue. Huh? Okay, how come jump to here already? Let me check. Oh, okay. So this chapter 10, from medicine to bone registry, teaching doctors to practice the wondrous Dhamma. So the first chapter is the joy of regaining eyesight. Eh? They can truly relieve suffering wherever sentient beings are. Having relieved them from suffering, Bodhisattva then expounded the Dhamma for them, enabling them to experience happiness. So this is from chapter 2, expounding the Dhamma. It's also from the Sutra of Infinite Meaning. So here, the adapter verse, the meaning is very beautiful. Huh? When he say they can truly relieve suffering, they are referring to the bodhisattvas. Wherever sentient beings are, having relieved them from suffering, this bodhisattva then expounded the Dhamma for them, enabling them to experience joy and happiness. So this is the basis. Huh? Bodhisattva practice the way and spread the wondrous Dhamma through their action. The better word will be Bodhisattva cultivate the way, yeah, and spread the wondrous Dhamma through their action. In this chapter's collection of stories, Tsuji volunteers care not only for the minds and hearts of others, but also for their physical health. By caring for people and encouraging them to take care of and wisely use their body. Volunteers ease these people's physical, mental, and spiritual affliction. The Ciji family includes caring and wise doctors, volunteers, and members who gave selflessly to others, either by donating money and supplies, or even giving with their bodies through donation of their organs, bone marrow, and other parts of the body. They can truly relieve suffering wherever sentient beings are. Having relieved them from suffering, Bodhisattva then expounds the Dhamma for them, enabling them to experience joy and happiness. There's a doctor in the Philippines by the name of Dr. Golimo de Venecia. He is of German and Filipino descent. Having grown up in the state, he had a good education, and he became a successful eye doctor, seeing that many people in his mother hometown suffered from eye disease. He set up an eye clinic in the countryside of the Philippines, where he often held free clinics. Once, when he came to Taiwan to visit Ciji, he learned that there was a Ciji International Medical Association, DIMA, chapter in the Philippines. He was so impressed with Ciji's free clinic effort that he volunteered to use the use of his venue. The Taiwan Ciji International Medical Association Philippine chapter now holds a large-scale free eye clinic in his office every year. So that was wonderful. A couple of hundred meters from his eye clinic stands a wooden hut where a 72-year-old man lives. The man suffered from an eye disease 5 or 6 years ago and gradually lost his eyesight, becoming totally blind. He had to support himself by begging. Not knowing how to take care of himself, he never bathed. Dr. De Venecia often advised the old man to come in for eye surgery since he lived so close to the clinic. But the old man said that his blindness helped him garner sympathy when he begged. Unable to persuade him, Dr. De Venecia referred the case to Ciji. Ciji volunteers form a relationship with the old man out of sincere love and wisdom. They first gave him food so that he would not be hungry. Then they asked him, "Would you like to take a bath and put on new clothes?" On hearing that he could bathe and get new clothes, the old man agreed in delight. 4 or 5 Ciji members or volunteers bathed him and cut his hair. Since he had not bathed for a long time, Ciji volunteers soaped and scrubbed him several times until he was clean. In the meantime, they advised him, "Go and have the operation so that you will be able to see again." However, he still declined. Luckily, another old man happened to come by visit him at that time. This senior had undergone an eye operation the previous year, so he shared his experience. He said the surgery was not painful at all. "For over 10 years, I suffered in darkness. After the operation, I could see everything clearly, and life is now bright and beautiful." Since someone with personal experience told him how wonderful and joyful it was to be able to see, the old man changed his mind and agreed to undergo the operation. The senior who had shared his experience had actually come to do volunteer work. Since he lived quite a distance away, he had brought a change of clothes and planned to stay overnight. As soon as he heard that the old man agreed to have the operation, he gave the old man the clothes he had brought with him. Having been helped in the past, he was now able to help others too. What a beautiful cycle of love. When the old man lay down on the operating table, he was calm at first, even though he did not feel pain because of the anesthesia. In the middle of the operation, he had a sudden panic attack and wanted to stop the surgery. He waved his fist and leg and kept saying that he did not want to continue with the operation. Performing the surgery was Dr. Shi, who was a very wise man. He immediately tried to calm him down. He shined a flashlight on the man's face and asked, "Do you see the light?" He said, "Yes, I see." "Now you can see light. Later you will be able to see clearly the beautiful scenery outside. Let us continue with the surgery." He said, "Oh, okay." And he lay down again on the operating table peacefully. After he had laid down, several Tzuji members stood close by to hum and sing to him. Some pat him lightly to reassure him. The old man even started to sing Filipino love song himself, which helped him stay calm. When the operation was over, they gave him a pair of goggles, to protect his eyes. He looked around and indeed he could see again. When he came back for a follow-up, the next day he walked into the clinic without his walking stick. 30 volunteers supported him through the process. Their care for him was truly touching. The world has always been bright and beautiful, filled with truth and goodness. People should not devalue themselves because of poverty. In this story, we can see a person, once a care recipient himself, doing his best to give back to others. He persuaded another one to undergo another eye operation, so that he could see again. This is really wonderful. Furthermore, poverty is nothing to be ashamed of. The real shame is when one resorts to crime to try to escape poverty. One cannot choose what kind of environment we are born into. If we are in a difficult situation, we should try to pick ourselves up. We can accept help when we experience hardship. Then we can help others. We can give help to others once we are able to. This is called the cycle of love in life. So this is very true, the cycle of love in life. I remember last time I also came across there's a story on the small piece of paper, a note that goes around, like advising people to do one small kindness a day. Then that note turned on to give a lot of joy to people, that it helped, it really helped a lot of people. Every day you try your best to make somebody smile, somebody happy, and help out in whatever little way you can. Then that sticker is about like giving joy, teaching people how to smile. So it become viral later on. There's so many people benefited from it, especially people who are moody. Then when they see this tag, they remember to smile. Then there is a wording down there. Today, people make you smile. Tomorrow is your turn to let others smile. So they continue this. And it become like something very useful for society. It become like a very interesting thing to viral around. So for small thing, it can really thrive, flourish, and become big things. So charity is always the same. The one who receive it, if they have gratitude, they will vow to actually contribute back to society. It's their turn to contribute back to society. Like in this case where they did all this charity work to help the blind, to help turn around the blind by offering them maybe surgery or whatever. So sometimes it's because the cost is too high, they can't afford. But when there is this volunteer group who can help out and bring the cost down, or sometimes it's really given free. In fact, I have seen a lot of charity work on this, what they call, let people understand the importance of having your eye constantly check up. Because it seems a lot of blindness can be prevented if it's early detection. Then all this can go a long way to help people. Otherwise, the rate people going blind, actually the number is quite scary. I was told even diabetic silent killer, the first sign is blindness. So if you are diabetic, you have to check. And they have this type of test in the hospital. So you can actually try them. Then they will know whether you are suffering from that type of eye disease or not, whether you will become blind or not. Then if it's early detection, something can be done. Then most of this eye problem, you can actually get help and relief from these doctors and eye doctors, eye specialists. The medical advancement technology has improved a lot. Now they can replace your lens. My father did it at the age of nearly 80, and yet it was so successful. My father was very amazed. He said, so strange, over the years his eyesight has deteriorated until he has got problem crossing the road. Because I think his lens become crystallized, or I don't know the term. So he almost lost his eyesight. Then my sister, who works in the hospital, she worked in the eye hospital before. Then she told my partner, you can go for the checkup and have an operation to replace the lens. And it's very cheap at that time. Maybe in government hospital, government rate. My father did the simple, you call it what, the cornea. Is it the cornea? The lens. He just replaced the lens. At first one eye, then both eyes. And he told me personally, only admitted, stay there one night. The next day come out. Then within a few days, he recovered. And he was so amazed. Is it like a new one eye? He was full of joy when he can see again. He was in that blindness situation for a year or two, I remember. Quite a sad stage to go through. Then he tend not to go out so often because of his eye problem. Then after the operation, he was full of joy. That's why he shared his experience of going through old age with us. He always cautioned me on a lot of things before it happened. Even at the age of when he was 70, he reminded me, he said, as you age, remember one thing, take care of your leg. He said, your leg is very important. Most people, their leg are not strong enough. They develop weakness. Then he was on wheelchair when he was nearing 80. My mother, 80 something, 86, 87 only need wheelchair. But my father, 78, he need wheelchair already. He said the leg don't have enough strength to carry his weight. My father last time used to be a bit fat, then the weight quite heavy. Then later on, because of the leg problem, his weight, he lost weight. He lost quite a lot of weight for the better, actually. But finally, his leg is still weak because he is diabetic. He didn't know he has diabetic, late detection. Then he has gangrene too. So at that time, because of his age, the doctor actually recommended amputation and other things. He doesn't want, he refused. Then we also respect him, but he is a Chinese sensei. He knows his health. So he made the decision. Then later on, because the organ, as he aged, his organ starts to fail him because of his diabetic and other type of sickness. I think the heart also starts to weaken. Then some of the organs too. Then later on, when the doctor told us most of his organ are approaching limit, shutting down, going to fail at the age of 80. And the doctor also very kind, tell us to get ready. So we knew. Then from my sister's confirmation, where she read the medical report, she said, yeah. So I make the decision, I suggest to my brother and sister, no point staying in hospital. Why not we talk to our dad, see what he wants to do and what he likes. The moment we talked to him, he was full of joy. He said he wants to go out, he wants to be discharged, he wants to have asam laksa. So we took him on a wheelchair and we wheelchair him out. Then after that, the next day we discharged him and I sent him back to my hometown. I drove him back together with my sister. And he was happy to be home again. Then many things happened before his last breath towards the end. There was something very beautiful. I can see the joy in him. He became so different despite his sickness and his condition. There is always something that a person wanted to do. He hinted to me when I was at the hospital with him. And he hinted to my mom too. He said he doesn't like to be at the hospital anymore. We asked him why. He said every day the doctor come, the specialist come, every specialist gave him antibiotic. He has to take so many antibiotics. So instead of eating food, he got no appetite. He take medicine, antibiotic, and that one weaken him and make him very, very like eerie, and he doesn't like to go through that type of condition. So I make that decision and I ask him together with my brothers, what do you want to do? You want to go home? You want to be discharged? Then whatever you want to eat, let us know, we take you home. And I can see the joy in him. Then he, first thing, he liked asam laksa. So we took him for asam laksa. Then he liked his northern food, char kway teow, all those things, the tai chow. So many things. We should actually have the sensitivity to feel for them, then to actually understand their condition, then respect their last wishes, whatever they want to do. Because we must have gratitude towards our parents, for they give us life, they care for us, they sacrifice for us, they provide for us, they did so much thing for us. Sometimes without us knowing when we were young. But if you have the sensitivity and the good coming background, you can know, you can sense it. Among the nine brothers and sisters, my father actually liked me the most. He know I'm different. I can understand a lot of things. And he consult me on many things. And he live a good life. So this is what sharing is all about. The sharing can actually help people when you have sensitivity of mind state, mindfulness, the Dhamma. You can be a great help and blessing to others. So what each and every organization do is based on their understanding, like all the Buddhist tradition who do charity work, who help out in their own way, in whatever field that they are good in, they can become a blessing to humanity and society as a whole. So Tsuji has his own way, compassion in action. They really create the condition for those who can volunteer, can afford, volunteer to help in various ways, through their generosity, their donation. So those who can have the means to help you donate, Tsuji gathers the organization to help, the volunteers to help. And it's a good synergy because through their channel, they can make things happen. And in a big way too, it has become global. Then the other organization too, they have their respective work. Like last time we talked about the four or five major Buddhist tradition now doing global charity work and also contributing the expertise that they are good. Not only Tsuji, I think Pao Quang also did a lot of good wholesome charity work, Dhamma work. Then we also have Fakusan. Then we also have this one they call there's another one I cannot remember the name. I can't recall that they also did their charity work and humanistic work together with the Dhamma work. So all these are very beautiful. Then there are other organizations, NGOs of other religion or other societies. They also contribute. So we should actually rejoice. And wherever we can see genuine work, we should help. We should respond Within all means within the condition that we have. So all these are very beautiful. Remember the four support, relax, maintain awareness, then 24 hours for as long as you can. And finally, trust. When you relax body and mind, silence everything, maintain awareness, to realize your true mind, to stabilize your true mind. When you can do that, you will progress in your meditation. Realizing your true mind is the first step towards meditation. When you are with that true mind, the silent mind, the meditative mind, there is no thought, there is just awareness. So you stay there, silent, maintain awareness for as long as you can, until you can understand that awareness nature. That nature within is different from the thinking mind, the mundane mind, the dependent originating mind, conditionalizing mind. So you just stay there and see the movement, because the movement into the creation, the mundane mind coming out, they are very near to each other. So your true mind has got no thinking, no sankhara, nothing. It's just aware. But the moment thought arises, the mundane mind arises, sankhara activity arises. So see that, understand that. Aware, finish. Aware, finish. Relax, maintain awareness. Let the mind settle down. Okay, so I will let you meditate on your own. Okay, you can slowly, mindfully come out of the meditation. Try to maintain whatever inner peace, inner calmness, and inner awareness that you have developed for as long as you can. These are the mind states that you need to live life, to develop the daily mindfulness. So stability of mindfulness is very important. When you can be completely mindful, or in the word of the Buddha, heedful is ever mindful, constantly meditative. That is the state of mind that you need to train. So daily mindfulness is very important. You must have a good religious routine, so that every day, the moment before you sleep, you prepare yourself, meditate. Then after that, you do whatever puja, simple. Then mindfully go and sleep, rest. Then you can meditate while you sleep initially, try. Cannot, you can actually try your very best to maintain awareness for as long as you can. Then you are tired, just sleep. Then the moment you wake up, the first instant, the awareness must be there. Then away, the posture you are in. Then after that, you really need to answer nature's call. You can do it mindfully. You can slowly move on. Then after that, you need to wash up. You can wash up. Then after that, last time what I did was immediately aware, I maintain awareness. Then I need to go to the washroom, I go to the washroom. Then after that, I normally pay respect. Immediately after I wake up, I will pay respect to Triple Jab. Then I maintain the faith. Then from there, I continue my mindfulness to whatever I do. Then after that, you'll find your appropriate time to meditate. Sometimes you can meditate before you wash yourself, you can, but it's up to you. Some they prefer to wash up, clean themselves, and go to the altar, do their puja. do the meditation. Then after that, you continue your daily mindfulness. Whatever you do, prepare breakfast or do whatever, continue with your mindfulness. So that way of training is very useful. Then throughout the day, whatever you do, mindful. Even at office or your housewife, whatever household work that you do or course that you do, you maintain mindfulness and awareness. That training is very useful. Then some can do bowing whenever you are free, lunch break or what, walking meditation, lying down meditation, relaxed contemplation. So all these are the various options you can have. And whenever you're free, you can meditate. If you have a room to yourself in the office, you do it. Or some, they have prayer room or whatever. If you have the permission to go in, you should meditate or silence yourself. Then even if you don't have a room, you can try to develop the training of the mind to be mindful and aware at the location you are sitting. I used to meditate on my office chair. I cross my leg, I relax, maintain awareness. So all this training is very useful. The constant bowing, then everything you do, maintain awareness, mindfulness, until your mind become very stable, until the ability to be aware and mindful become very stable. Then when you can do that until your mind enters a deep, when mind enters a deep, you will know the body and mind will move as one without thought, without thinking. Then the awareness is always aware, specific phenomenal awareness. And sometimes you're free, the whole thing, you can have a spacious awareness without a center. So all these are possible. So the daily religious routine accumulating into stability of daily mindfulness is very important. The real meditation is daily life, daily mindfulness. Then you can be mindful in the midst of life, in everything you do, even later on, your unconscious moment when you sleep. Everything can be developed as mindfulness training, and that is meditation. So hopefully with this, you can maintain your training throughout the day. We'll go into the second session, which is meditation reporting, followed by whatever question you may have.
Yeah, Brother Pio.
We had a good one the last.
Hello?
Session. Yes, can hear you.
Okay. Yeah, Brother Pio. Good afternoon.
Yeah, good afternoon. Yes. Last session we had a good one.
So the other day I already settled the issue already.
Very good.
About my colleague.
Yes.
Yeah, I wanted to speak to her on her evaluation on Friday.
Yes.
But then she said she wasn't free, like she wanted to go to the hospital. She asked to do it the following week. But then week, I thought it was too late already because I already passed my report to my boss. If it's next week, I think it might be too late. I say then why not Saturday, yesterday. She said, okay, also, no problem. That day, because there was some more facts I haven't shared with Brother Teo.
Okay.
Actually, when she told me she has stone in the gallbladder, right? She was actually preparing to do the operation already. But when she went for checkup, the doctor told her, cannot do it because she's pregnant. She didn't know also. She cannot do, she's pregnant.
Okay.
Then okay lor. That's why I didn't really, you know, always chase after her, lah, because to me, she got so many problems, right?
Right. We have to be understanding at the same time, huh?
Yeah.
You have to adjust based on the condition. Because if there is condition such, we need to be sensitive. Then we try our best. If it's genuine, we have to accommodate her. Because she has the right to have her space and time based on her employment contract. Because medical attention has to be given. But make sure that it's genuine. They are not trying to make use of the situation or the condition or pull a fast one. So normally this type of thing you can know whether they are genuine or not. But normally medical thing, I don't think people will lie about it. Unless that person has problem. Okay, continue. Yeah, Maya, continue.
Yeah. So, but after, I mean, for a few months, she still act like that. I cannot tolerate lah. So my boss also noticed because he also tried to find her but couldn't find her. So my boss talked to her lah. And I could see that she did improve, but then still slow lah. She improved 50%, but then still can be improved lah. So now come to evaluation time, I have to take all this into consideration, like what I told. So then, like 10 days ago, she dropped another bombshell, you know. This time, this one, I don't know whether her karma not good or what. She was like very upset. And I think because when I communicate with her, I don't use a voice call lah. I message lah through immediate messaging lah. So she was telling me she has been scanning the baby every month, nothing wrong. Suddenly now into her 7-8 months the doctor tell her there's something wrong with the baby. But she don't want to tell me what's wrong with the baby. Unfortunate, really. And she was very, very upset. And then before she started, she told me that actually she has been typing and then amending the messages again. Don't know how to tell me. Then she say sorry to me, you know. She say sorry for she know lah what she did lah. Her work lah. She say really sorry if I suck it your hati lah. But it wasn't on purpose, she said. I believe her lah because actually if we are all this she is a good person lah. Those who sly one not like that one. So I believe her that she didn't do it intentionally lah, but then
because of circumstances, because of the circumstances, she has to go through all those things. That's why this is what karmic is all about. When your karma is not so good, things really come and disturb them and make life difficult for them. Then it affects their work, it affects their life, it affects their performance, their emotion, everything. This is what the first noble truth of reality is. So if you don't take care of karma, this thing really can happen. And what she go through is only one of the many that happen. Very good. So at least you learn. That's why from your work environment, your career, from life, you will learn. You will get to understand all these things. Then you expand your scope of experience. Then from your understanding of the Dhamma, you start to understand things better. That's how you become more sensitive. That's how you develop more understanding of life. Because karma is very, very powerful and it can happen to anyone. And every time it happens, everyone is different. So the occurrences, the happening, the condition behind, all very different. But there are many very traumatic cases. I have witnessed many, I heard many too. So not everybody is so fortunate, so blessed with the Dhamma, so fortunate to have the understanding and the guidance from the Triple Gem to become different, to stand out. So this is good, beautiful. Continue, yes.
So I told her that I need to be honest with her. And I told her what I give her, which is actually in the bank. This year they make it simplified. They have the rating of A1, A2, A3, and then straight away to non-performance.
Oh.
So I told her I give her A3.
So it, that's
it came on non-performance, all right.
So at least serve as an initial warning.
But, but she give herself A2, you know, because she can evaluate herself. So I told her why I give her
trade. That one is up to her.
But she also got some good karma, you know, Brother Teo.
Oh, is it?
Let us
what you have to say about her.
So very funny. Because I discussed with my boss first before I discussed with her, because she couldn't make it earlier.
So
I discussed with my boss and I told my boss that, have you seen the report? He said, yes. Then I said, do you agree with A3? He said, she also called him and cried in front of him. You know, saying he's got her problem about the baby. So he said that he has increased the rating to A2. That means from A3, mine, he changed to A2. So I have no problem also. I don't fight with him. I okay. Then he said his point of view why he give her A2 lah. He said he agree with my reasoning, whatever I wrote there. But then he also looked at other plus point of her, which is she still deliver, even though late lah. But in the end still other output lah. So she's so he said since there is output and I mean she still did her work, then he give her A2. So okay lah. I also happy with her for her lah.
That's good.
So she already went back to her hometown lah, because she said here she don't have family support now. The husband not around.
It's better for her to go back to her in-laws.
To her parents' house.
Her maternity parents. It's better that way.
She says she has a lot of family members, quite a large family members in her hometown.
She has support.
So actually she asked for my permission first before she talked to my boss, which is very good.
Very understanding of her.
She didn't jump queue.
So she take leave or what?
She's not taking leave. She's still working from Kelantan.
From her hometown.
Yeah.
Okay.
Instead of KL, from hometown. Okay. So she also happy. I also happy. After my discussion with her, because I don't even have to tell her, I give her A3. My boss override, know, you know. But I wanted to be truthful to her to tell her how I feel about her.
Then she will be very grateful when she finally find out that she was given A2. That will motivate her and give her confidence. That's very good. It ended up well, right?
Very well. But I hope her baby will be, still got time, not given birth yet.
Hopefully we can turn around the situation.
Like that, brother.
Okay, good. Sadhu, thank you for your good sharing. Let us rejoin. Sadhu. Oh, very good.
Rathir, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Okay, meet us.
Yes.
Prithu, actually, I just share some of the Dharma experience in daily life.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah, I just look back, you know, my life.
Yeah.
Like, you know, the people I meet, you know, compared to now, it keeps changing, you know. And thankfully, it's changing to be better and better.
Wow, that's good. Yeah, so you can see the outcome of the Dharma way. When you change the way you live your life, you start to experience things. Then you know you meet different people. And the people you meet now is for the better. That's how the Dharma can actually bring about transformation to the individual, to the cultivator. Your life will change and you will change for the better. Because of the causes and conditions that you develop, and when you input them sincerely following your understanding, you will reap the fruit of your hard work. So this is part of Dharma. Good. You continue, Karen. Yes.
Yes. You know, when younger days, those friends I used to mix with, normally I don't have much time with friends, but just colleagues, you know, they are not as thoughtful and caring as what I'm. I get to know, you know, the latest friend now.
Yeah.
You know, yeah. Then also, I find that, especially about my age like that now, some of the friends are so caring, whatever they progress in their Dharma, they also want to make sure that I also understand, you know.
Oh, very good, Sadhu. Very good.
Yeah, and then they take the trouble to send, you know, whatever they understand, you know, and send to me, you know, let me read and let me, you know.
Oh, that's very good. That is what Paramitas are form. Yeah.
Oh, yes. Especially, and then, I feel very lucky, like, you know, things keep changing like that, this way, you know. Then also, in a way, I also changed my mind, in a way, think positive and then always share,
more willing
metta
to
with
share.
People.
More willing to radiate all this metta, goodness, wholesomeness, blessing to people. Same, when people reciprocate, you feel it, you have joy, then it will encourage you to do it, and you will have that motivation to do it, because you feel the joy. What people has given you, the benefits that you receive. So Dharma is the same. You experience the nature's law. The more you give, the more you receive. That is the meaning of law of karma. You reap what you sow. So we can open up our heart and become different is because we understand the Dharma way. The Dharma way is not a selfish way. It's not an egoic way. So you realize when you are kind to people, when you are caring to people, you touch people's heart. Then in reciprocate, in an appropriate way, they will reciprocate accordingly. Then from there, they will also open up and change. That's what a lot of cultivators will go through. Then they realize when they are kind to people, generous, considerate, caring, the response is different. They give joy. They give happiness. Then they can actually make people feel good when they are near them, because of their sincerity, their genuine kindness and goodness, their caring nature and all those things. So these are beautiful understanding that the cultivator will develop as they progress. Then they have more faith in the Dharma way. Then their cultivation will take off with a different understanding. Very good. Yeah, you can continue.
Thank you. Then, like my friend, she got problem. First thing I think of is teach her to radiate metta, because I feel that, you know, you always think of people, you know, then people's life change, you also change your own life.
Yeah.
So I feel it's very important, like in this spiritual path, very important that we must not be selfish. What's important must take.
Very good. Yeah. This is part of Noble Eightfold Path cultivation, you realize? When you reach this understanding, everything you want to do become virtuous, become without the ego. Yes, you are sincere, you are genuine, you are honest, and you open up your heart to give, to share, to be caring. So all this will happen. This is what Noble Eightfold Path cultivation is all about. When you have the Dhamma, when you start to see all this happening, the change, then you really go all out to benefit living beings, to be a blessing to all. Because the more you do, this one accumulates as your karma, as your merits, then you will have very strong karmic nature. And this karmic nature will protect you, will be a blessing to you, and it can be of great use when you need them. And you can also be more powerful later on. Good, very good. So this is what you have gone through. Very good.
Then another thing is like, when I was young, I don't have the Dharma with me, you know. So I was thinking,
what happened? The thing cut off, I think. The internet connection on. When you were young, you don't have the Dhamma. What happened after that? We can't hear you.
I just wanted to be good, but I don't know how, you know, don't know what it's
like. Correct. That's very true. Yes, you don't know how. Yeah, you want to be good, but you don't know how. Yes, without the Dhamma, very difficult. Very difficult.
Yes. I was thinking, it's not like that, you know, what I don't want people to do unto me, I make sure I don't want to do unto people. It's too simple.
Yeah.
Initially, you will use that logic, which is very true. It's very helpful. You put yourself into their shoe, how they will feel. So if they were you, you were them, how you feel when you say all those things. So that makes you more sensitive. Then that makes you understand what the other side actually feel. So when we change role, we start to become different. We will no longer be so like negative about life. We will no longer be dominatory. We will no longer be abusive, authoritative, or cunning, selfish. All those things we cannot do. If people do this behind our back against us, what will happen? You feel very bad, isn't it? How can human being do this? And all this related to the Dhamma, evil root, evil mind state, root of all evil, make you evil, cause karmic downfall. So our life, we have to decide to be heedful or heedless. Is entirely our choice. If you choose to be heedless, you suffer according to Dhammapada verse 1. But if we choose to be heedful, we become beautiful. Happiness will follow us like the shadow that never leaves. So all this understanding will fall into place. Then later on, you don't have to rely on that logic of put yourself in the shoe of another one. That one will become like an automatic understanding. So all this will happen as you go through the cultivation. You will experience all this, go through all this, then you understand. Then you start to have the understanding of how to apply the Dhamma understanding, the beauty of the Buddha Dhamma, the beauty of the Buddha's teaching, and how beautiful it is when you have the understanding to apply it to life. Then you reap what you sow, the result of your understanding and your appropriate action. Following the Dhamma way, you start to see them. So this is part and parcel of good cultivation. Huh? Very good. Sadhu to you, Karen. Yeah. Continue.
Then
But at that time, I don't know how to think about all this Dharma way, because I'm not associated with the Dharma at all. Yeah. But I use my own method, you know. Then yeah. I realized that, you know, luckily the little intelligence I've got at that moment, uh-huh. I managed to, that principle, I don't want people to do onto me, I don't want to do onto people. Yeah, then realized that it's Confucius principle.
Yeah, that one helps.
I use another method to protect myself, that is, like, can I say, so chong payap.
Oh, okay.
Whatever people do to you, in a way, you be happy to maintain your own stability
of mind. Your stability of mind, your calmness, composure. Very good.
The one to let you affect me, you know.
I find
that this sort of method can help me a lot also to transform my life.
Definitely, yes.
Yeah, and now the Dharma is better.
Yeah, these are very good, what they call daily life experiences and logic that you can use. Because in the early days of my working life, there was one incident also. Because of my Dhamma, I realized I was in a situation where my MD asked me to help resolve certain problematic job and help to turn it around. So when I started looking into the file, then I discovered many things that is not correct, not appropriate. Then because they know I'm very experienced, the moment they hear about the instruction to me to come in, then I ask for the file, they start to panic. So what happened was some of them starts to like try to backstep me. I didn't know about all these things. They start to say negative about me, try to paint a negative picture so that the MD will not trust me and starts to blame me on other things, but all behind my back. Even that project, you know, that I was supposed to have turned around, they go and say a lot of negative comments. They say Mr. Teo go and claim until the client is very unhappy. They have decided not to give us any more job. Oh, they go and say this type of thing, you know, to the MD, until the MD also panic. What is going on? Then he was actually disturbed and affected. Then I realized there was one day, for no reason, he called me in 3 times, you know, my MD. I knew what happened. Anyway. Normally, he don't call me like that. He normally, at the most, he called me once or twice to confirm and check. But that time, that day, 3 times. Then on the 3rd time, anyway, I went in, I let him speak. Then after that, I just tell him, very simple. I say, Mr. Tan, I say, don't worry, I say. If you think you don't trust me, you can take it back, because to me, it's not what I want. Where you ask me to come in and help, I say, that is the first thing I know him. Then I say, if you trust me, I can guarantee you, this claim are all genuine. The money will come to you and you can receive it. It's above board, honorable. No hanky-panky, no cheat and nothing. Then after that, the MD also confused. He also don't know what to do. Then he called in the QS. He also quite smart. He asked the QS one question only. This job, after I asked Mr. Teo to take over, who attend the meeting? So the QS in front of me, the head of quantity survey section, cannot lie. He said, only Mr. Teo attend the meeting. Wow, straight away he make the decision. He told this QS, from now onward, tell the ED, the executive director, not to interfere in this project. He said, I want Mr. Teo to handle the whole thing. Everything must go through him. That's why from there onward, the whole thing turned around. Then I think he did a check himself. Then he realized the ED was lying. There was no such thing. Yeah, he happened to know somebody in that company that awarded the job to us. That's how it resolved the whole thing. Then after that, the whole thing unfolded. Then many things happened. Then I got a very good colleague who was very close to me. You know, Sam, the financial controller, that called. Then she came and tell me about what she heard. She said, yeah, Theo, you're very lucky. She said, you're very good. She said, they all try to backstab you. And do you know what he told me or not? He said, a lot of staff has died in their hand. They already kill and finish off so many senior staff. He said, and most of them die without knowing how they die. Oh, then the nickname came out. The two of us, me and Sam, they say, like what you use, Tao Qiang Pu Zu, Tao Qiang Pu Ya, means nobody can backstab us because we are truthful, sincere, we have the virtue. We do things in accordance. We never hide behind things. We never do negative things. We were very truthful, very sincere. That's how we get things resolved beautifully. So like what you go through, you also can actually understand all this and benefit from it. Very good. Sadhu to you, huh? So this is my short sharing to you. You can continue, yeah, Karen?
Yes, yes.
Ah, yes. Elsie, yeah, you can continue.
Yeah. Okay. Actually, I'm in the middle of doing something. It's okay. No. So, okay. Thank you for nominating me, Jamie. I have the joy that I find that lately, all the sharing very good. The beauty of the Dhamma.
Yeah.
So, my heart full of joy. I share with Alicia this morning, actually.
Yeah, sadhu, very good.
So, the beauty of Dhamma. And I owe Brother Theo a statement. I didn't really actually thank you for, all these years, sharing that really helped me, you know.
Yes, yes.
So, actually, I just came in. I didn't really prepare anything to say.
No need to prepare. You just slowly say whatever you want to say. Take your time. When you are not under pressure, you actually can speak from your heart sincerely. You can express whatever you want to express, even towards my nature, Kayamita, or those who have actually gave you the understanding, help you to develop the cultivation, the sharing, all those joy. You can.
Yeah. First, I want to thank you for all these years of sharing, and really helped me a lot in my, especially for the past few years, all these whatever situations that I went through lah.
Yes.
So secondly, I want to thank Alicia, also my good friend, who brought me here, you know. So it's without Dhamma, I don't know how to express myself. So without Dhamma, I really cannot cope with these challenges
for the past 2 years. The first noble truth reality, daily life.
I really feel the beauty of the Dhamma. Yeah.
Sadhu, very good.
So I learned to live life.
Appreciate
with more, meaningful and fulfilled life. Fulfilling life,
And more joy. It gives you
more joy, yes, correct.
Mm-hmm.
So I would like to thank Brother Theo also all these years, so giving us chance to share our experiences, you know.
Yeah.
So I think that is a very good point.
Yeah.
Especially recently, the sharing is really beautiful.
Yeah. It can allow Kaya Mita to open up their heart.
Correct. Exactly. So I really feel the joy, actually.
Very good.
And then especially Suyi and the committee members as well, who set up this one, this Zoom. And Suyi also recently. The mind mapping that she did really beautiful. Really beautiful. I really feel full of joy. I recently only I started, like I shared earlier. I started cultivating, I think 2 months just before my mate went home. Six weeks before she went home. Now she went back 2 months already.
Oh, very
time,
fast.
Time really flies. Two months already. We are coping very well, actually.
Wow, so very good.
Yeah.
That's good news.
So that's what I say. That is the beauty of Dharma. That's what I learned, how to cope with life, you know.
Yeah.
And then also I learned to accept things
as they are.
And learn to live life.
Yeah.
In a way.
One most important. Learn to live life. Yes.
Yeah. So whatever situation, so whatever problems, so it's not a problem actually.
Yeah.
So
it's the way
we
understand it. When we understand it, we will know how to move on. So moving on is very important. Yeah, we need to accept the reality of the moment. Then we have to move on with understanding. Cultivate whatever that we need to cultivate following the Dharma way. So the application of the Noble Eightfold Path start to surface, acting according to understanding, following the Dharma way, following Noble Eightfold Path. That one is a new field of cultivation. That's why you start to see all this, and you start to experience the beauty of Dhamma unfolding. Yeah, very good.
So even my mate went back, I shared with y'all that I feel negativity. I know that it's time for her to go.
Yeah.
You know, so I feel so blessed that after she went, suddenly my family, we got a newborn chef, you know, in my family.
Wow, Sadhu.
Over the cooking.
Cooking, huh?
So
very good.
I feel so blessed,
Sadhu. That's how things will turn out appropriately when you have the
Dhamma. It's really beautiful. Thing goes well, unfold very beautiful.
That is how the cultivator will experience the fruition of the good karma.
So important is we learn how to accept, and then we have no negativity. I think that is very important.
That is the most important one. No more negativity. That is how we avoid evil. Once the mind react and get angry, unhappy, the evil root will surface, and that is the condition for more and more negative karma, the karmic effect trigger off. That's how people get into trouble. Then the more you react, the more unhappy you become, the more negativity surface. Then the evil root cause more evil, cause more karmic negativity. That's how people get into the cocoon of suffering, misery. Very good. The sharing today is very good.
I feel that the harmony in our family, even though without mate, all this work, everybody just do it happily, you know. Everybody knows their role.
Play their role, very good.
So it's very beautiful.
We
are doing very fine, I think.
Yeah, that is a blessing. Very good.
Everybody is happy,
Sadhu, very good.
And my I want to share a bit of my cultivation.
Sadhu.
I still doing bowing, but not every day. So whenever I have time, I will do it.
So my bowing is more focused in a way. As compared with the beginning, now I have more awareness when I do my bowing.
Good, more stability.
More stability. Yeah. Yeah, more focus. And then even if I went out a bit of my thought, I will quickly come back. You know, I will aware of that.
Yeah, then you know how to bring it back. You know.
Yeah, correct.
And you maintain your daily mindfulness. Very good. Inside the mind, base there, the heart there, the awareness there. From there, you become aware outside. So inside, aware outside. So when you are aware inside, you can see what happened. Then you understand what happened. So that is what awareness is all about. Then when that one stabilized, the mind become automatically aware. That's why I have the understanding in the early years of my cultivation, a lot of joy came. When you take care of mind take care of you. Oh, that is what happened. Yeah. Every time I take care of this mind so that it's not heedless, I maintain awareness from inside. Then I realize when I return the awareness to my heart until so strong, then one day my heart automatically aware. You know? Aware. Cannot stop one, or no need to do one, or it become like on auto drive, you know. The awareness is like automatic one, no. Until when it happened, I remember there was one monk, he was discussing with me about Dhamma and meditation. Then I told him what happened. He was so amazed and surprised. He looked at me, you know. It's like inside his heart, I can read. Who are you? What are you? You are not even a monk. How can you do until that stage? Until the mind become aware. Then he keep on wanting to talk to me. Then share with me. Then later on, when I pay respect to him, he very happy. Wow, he full of joy. He's like honored now. So a lot of that thing happened. Then I remember after that, the mind become very strong. That's why when you take care of mind take care of you, because the awareness there automatic come out aware. And it make me aware throughout the day. Until later on when I relax into it silent and I look at the gateway, then the whole thing transform again. Then after that my yin yang energy melt into it. Then all this bail out energy also melt into the gateway. That's how I become very stable after that. Very good. You continue your bowing. It will help. Until the awareness comes, then you will know. Then suddenly, you will come out of that bowing. Like you can see already the awareness and the activity of your kaya, they become one. Then the phenomena also together with your senses, the awareness, your seeing become insati. Your hearing also insati. Everything become insati. Then you realize, no need to do anything. Your mind is already in sati. So everything you do, you are already in sati. Because mind has become mindful. So this mind that is already in sati is very different. Everything it do will be in sati. The senses, to arise a sense experience, you need the mind. So the mind that is in sati will make your seeing is in sati, hearing is in sati, smell, taste, tactile, and even arising of thought, everything is in sati. Means the awareness and the thing move as one. That's how I came to know specific phenomenal awareness. This stage will arise. When it arises, my nature sadhu you, Elsie. That Miss Lee managed to do it. Miss Lee, not bad. After she determined, now she is very different. She can understand much better already. And she is more composed also. Very good. That rejoice.
And my meditation, I think this for the past few sitting. So I didn't fall into sleep.
Oh,
I didn't doze off.
Very good.
So even though I was tired,
yeah, you can still maintain awareness inside there.
Yes, yes. So there's a slight improvement, brother.
Yeah, that is the beginning of stability. When you can do that, that is the beginning of stability. Then after that, if your virya and your sadha very strong, it will continue to drive you to cultivate. Then it become your daily routine. Means throughout the day, you are doing the cultivation. You are in a meditative state. And that one will develop into very fast progress. So this type of training is very beautiful. Very unique. So sadhu to you, Elsie. Very good. Nice.
Thank you for your teaching.
Yeah, no problem. You're most welcome. And also, you have good condition. You can understand and you have faith. That's why it can bring about the condition for all this to happen. I realize more and more Kayamita now, the faith is different. Then they are willing to sacrifice and put in the hard work and do the training. That's why you can start to see the friction of it. Almost everyone is starting to change, to progress. Then they start to develop more and more understanding. That's the reason why the sharing now is very different.
Yeah, correct, correct. I feel the joy when I heard the sharing of so many of them. Song, Ho Cheng, Mrs. Teo, Man Yen, so many of them.
Yeah. So, even my daughter, Suyi.
The mind mapping is really beautiful.
Yeah, all
the teaching are there.
Yeah, even just how Karen also starts to become different. Then the most significant one is Man Yuan. Man Yuan changed a lot, do you all realize?
Yeah.
Her sharing now, she very calm. She can really speak out. You can hear her joy, you know. Last time, she tend to be panic on, I remember. My doctor also realized that. They're very kanchong on her.
I think it's a very, very good share. I mean, very good, how do you say, set up for
way of expressing the Dhamma.
Yeah, expressing their
sharing. Understanding and their sharing, yeah.
Yeah.
So that helped them and actually transform them and make them understand better. Then others who hear about it, who has been following, can see the difference. Can see the difference.
Yes.
Many of
although I'm always remains quiet, virtual.
Yeah.
I do learn a lot.
Yes. We can see that from your today's sharing, yes. Because you have a lot of joy, a lot of gratitude, a lot of faith. That's why you can do it. Your faith has helped you to cope with all the ups and downs of whatever.
Yeah.
Just number two, reality and life. And it's very beautiful.
Yeah, it's really beautiful.
Sadhu, very good.
I hope you don't mind because now I have more work. So while actually I just logged in, you know. Just logged in, I think, 5-10 minutes ago.
Oh, what a coincidence. Very lucky.
So I was in the middle of doing something, actually.
Yeah, you can continue. Elsie, no problem. You can go back and do your thing. Sadhu. So let us rejoice. Sadhu. Sadhu. Thank you so much. Okay, very good. So we will move on. Anybody else wants to come in?
Can I add on to earlier?
You continue. Yes.
I just want to comment on what Elsie shared just now.
And
also what I said earlier. I add on to Elsie first.
Okay.
Because Elsie said that after the maid left, she can continue to cope with all the housework.
Yes. And all the family members come in, participate, and help.
Correct.
A lot of harmony.
It is something not easy to do.
Yes, without the Dhamma, you cannot. Your human being by nature can get angry. Where they are used to make.
Yeah, correct. Yeah, yeah. They're used to like having their own time, free time. So then they have to do all the work, but
correct,
they can cope with it. It's really wonderful.
Yeah, this is what sacrifice is all about. You can sacrifice for your family.
Yeah,
with joy.
Yes.
That's what Dhamma is all about.
Yeah.
So when you have virtue, good mind state, you don't have envy, jealousy, unhappiness. Well, all this is not conducive for the family's harmony. Then you realize applying Noble Eightfold Path is very important to resolve issue, resolve problem, to overcome a situation like your maid no more. So that is the reality. She has gone back. Like Tamasuri also, the maid has gone back. So everybody is learning to cope. Very good. Because of the Dhamma. Alicia also say, my wife say, the maid also no more.
Oh.
Yeah, I went back already. So my wife also gave up maid 5 years ago already. Five years ago. Used temporary maid. She said, now more happy. Then headache. and she has gone used to it. Then recently, because of CMCO, she said, better don't call the maid, otherwise high risk. So she do it herself now with joy. That's why I really salute her. Then my daughter also try to help out in whatever way. So this is very beautiful.
Then the other thing is earlier, because that day you advised me to settle that matter with sincerity, right?
That one is very important. Settle the matter with sincerity.
Yes, yes.
That is the answer for you. Previously, you got problem because you didn't know how to use this virtue of sincerity. Once you have that, you don't worry what you do. What you do is always correct. You are sincere. Without that word, sincerity, you cannot do it. Now you start to understand why I said in the early day, with three things, you will definitely progress along the path of Dhamma. The first thing is faith followed by sincerity. Then persevere. And now you understand the deep meaning. When you are sincere, you will not deviate. You will not become lazy. You will not do the wrong thing. You are sincere. When you have faith, it will calm you down. It will make your mind composed. It will not allow you to have doubt, worry, anxiety. All those things cannot arise. Then when you persevere, nothing can stop you. Understand or not? Persevere means what? You continue to do your
work.
That's how Elsie able to do it. Because she persevere. Then she developed the joy, the sincerity, the honesty, the love. So faith is very important. The faith drive her. And she saw the benefits. That's why she developed the joy. And she see all the improvement in Kayamita. Then give her faith and joy. Then she persevere and just do. That's how all these things can happen. So from the way you appreciate and share, you have developed the understanding of sincerity. And that is very beautiful. Actually, it's not easy to have the understanding. Although when I say it, people may not understand its deep meaning. That three things, faith, sincerity, and perseverance. With these three, you will become successful in your cultivation. You will do well.
Thank you, Roger. Like you say, when I have sincerity, when I say things to my colleague, it is with good intention.
That's how sincerity makes the difference. You no need to like paisei, don't know what to do, pity her. All those things no more. When you are sincere, you just speak the truth. And it will be good for all. Good for the many. That's why she also starts to appreciate what you have given her as a grading. Then there is harmony. Because both are sincere. No negativity. Very good, Sadhu Manjana.
because a few days before that, I was kind of like dreading how to resolve her case. Because I told her at the end, you know, I do the lab first. I don't want to bother about her.
Because you were trapped in knowledge and so the knowledge that trap you, and you always want to reason. How can I resolve this amicably with her? So it's not through knowledge and reasoning. It's through understanding the Dhamma that as long as you are sincere, just do. You will not create negativity of karma. But sincerity is prime. When I am sincere, I don't mean to harm you. I don't mean to attack you or be aggressive over you. I'm not having any motive towards the stuff. But I am sincere. I really want the best for him. But I also have to be fair to my organization, my boss, and other things. So sincerity will give you the middle way, the middle point to act with understanding. Means you resolve issue amicably without harming any side, without hurting any side. That is what sincerity is all about. Able to resolve issue amicably, sincerely, with understanding. Very good. Today's sharing is very good. Sadhu, Manyan.
Thank you, Radio. I will try to apply this sincerity into my cultivation.
Daily life also.
Correct. I mean, on my cultivation, not on... This case is different.
Correct. Very good. Let us rejoice.
Thank you, brother.
Sadhu. 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 Oh, very good. Very good. That's why it looks like everything is meant to be. Just now you heard from Elsie that when Man Yuan picked her, she just logged in about 5-10 minutes ago, and she was in the midst of doing something. Tammy, when Tammy selected her. So selected Elsie. So it's meant to be. So the beautiful sharing came out. Then she expressed her joy. Then after that, Man Yuan also felt like there is something to add, which was so beautiful. Then Man Yuan came to really understand the thing that helped her breakthrough or break free is sincerity. It's just a very simple virtue, simple word, but the deep meaning behind, when you understand, you can apply, is so beautiful. Not like those with knowledge based on those thought based knowledge based, you know what they will tell you? Hey, I'm not sincere, I'm very sincere. Means he cannot see that he is heedless. But the one that can see one, know how to act accordingly. Because when you are sincere, you don't have to tell the world. When you are sincere, means you know what you are doing. That sincerity moves you. Not the thought that tell you, hey, I have to be sincere. Or then you argue with people. You think I'm not sincere. I'm very sincere. No? I care key with you already. You know? I didn't tell you all and scold you. That one shows that he doesn't understand what sincerity is. If sincerity is there, she will become very different. She will become very understanding, very sensitive. Then there is love, there is care, there is joy. Then there is no ulterior motive or negativity to take advantage of people, make life difficult for people. Honest, no more. That is what sincerity is all about. When I am sincere, I am very true to my intent. No negativity. Oh, that's beautiful. Oh, okay, we can end. Alicia, yes. Amitabha, very good. Yes, Sadhu.
我听到LC的sharing真的好感动，很感动啊，很好啊，Sadhu,
that's why I rejoice.
I really respect her, you know.
Yeah.
我现在她真的是她，she really cook very well.
对。 And not easy for her, 不容易。
对，很好。所以，感恩啊。
感恩，感恩。很感恩，是吧？ 对，还有就是我想share with Virgil，last Thursday你的sharing，各无量义经，哇，我不懂，我很法喜哦，哇，沙丘，沙丘，感动到我，我就是在那边一直，对，你一定会感动到法喜心， because you have the understanding， 你感觉得到。 你能够了解, that's why that is the one that allow you to have that possibility. Very good, Sadhu. The English equivalent for Farsi is rejoicing. Yeah. That's why she will have a lot of that rejoicing. Yeah. Very good. Mm. 你可以 continue, Alicia.
Brett Gio, you know, 他就是很法喜，然后你讲的那些，什么那个这个空间里面是没有动的那种，他就是能够，很了解，然后那个他就，然后在那边一直很感动，然后那个他就。 就是就在读那个statement罢了，有这么有这么有这么。
Can it can impact you because you understand your nature will rejoice. That's why the fast is singing. You're very strong because you can understand the true emptiness and all those things. And a lot of people don't understand what sunyata is, emptiness is. They cannot explain. So they sometimes use the word of the Heart Sutta. No addition, no subtraction, no this, no that, all those things, but they cannot understand. Because that one is not even a being. Some they go and interpret that as the Atman, the ultimate self. No, not like that. That one is the unconditioned. The unconditioned is not easy for people to understand. That is the unconditioned. The understanding of true emptiness. That's why the description in the Wu Liang Yi Jing, the Sutra of Innumerous Meaning, is very beautiful. And because your nature can understand, that's why you have a lot of that type of far ceasing and joy. Yeah, it's very natural. Sadhu. How?
Sadhu, very
dear, Ganan. Yeah, Ganan. Amitabha.
How?
Sadhu. Anybody
Sadhu
else? Yeah, Sadhu. Elsie, like?
Sadhu Virtual, Sadhu. Constant teaching, your encouragement.
Very good.
很感恩,
Sadhu, yeah. 他们也觉得刚才你的sharing很好. 你 open up a very good topic. I think a lot of people have that same feeling as you, but they don't know how to express it. Then after that, when you were off, Man Yuan shared very beautifully. He said she wants to add over what you said. And that sharing was beautiful because according to her, she break free because of the word sincerity. Last time she cannot understand that word. So the last session when I told her, always remember, act with sincerity. Then she did it though. Then she realized the beauty of that word. So now she was, just now she was full of joy. She shared that. She said that word very important. When I act with that sincerity, I don't have problem, is it? Everything falls into place. So that's beautiful. So really sadhu, let us rejoice. Sadhu, sadhu,
sadhu.
Yeah, Elsie, you can continue now. Yeah.
其实没有什么东西啦，就是很感恩啊，Brazil一直以来。
Yeah. So that should be the mind of a cultivator, 感恩, gratitude towards all things, not only towards my nature, kayamita, but towards your own karmic nature, towards your own affinity with the triple gem, towards your own whatever understanding that has arisen. So it's the understanding that let us have the joy, the rejoicing, the fast ceasing, the gratitude, the virtue, the appreciation, everything is from the understanding, the Dhamma. So
yeah.
Understanding is most important. That is the support that you need. When you understand, you know how to live life. You know how to develop the joy, the virtue, the appropriate Noble Eightfold Path factor, right thought leading to right speech, right action, and right livelihood. And all this will surface, which is very beautiful. Then it will motivate you to actually continue to develop the cultivation and finally perfect yourself and to be a blessing to all. So these are very beautiful understanding. Then the purpose of the sutra or innumerous meaning is the Bodhisattva way. The path to truth also is the Bodhisattva way. That's why Dhamma in daily life fit into the Bodhisattva way. So all these are linked. That's why the sharing has now become different again. It has started to flourish and flower and move. And now the Kayamita nature is different again. Like you say, Elsie mentioned, a lot of harmony, a lot of joy, a lot of understanding start to unfold. Then more and more Kayamita will be able to develop the joy, the happiness. The joy can be very beautiful. That's why Farsi sing, like Alicia say, it can come in many ways. When you hear beautiful Dhamma, when you hear beautiful sharing, when you have gratitude, when you have understanding, all this transform into virtue. Then you become different. You become very kind, very gentle, very sensitive, then very caring, then easily having that happiness and that joy. You like the what they call Mangala Sutta and also the Metta Sutta, easily supportable, understand? You become like very simple. You are not the fussy type or anything. That small thing can really make you full of joy and happiness. You no longer like normal people, heedless, demanding, unhappy, complain. No more. You are easily supportable. That word. So all these are your virtue, and they really can show out. And when they show out, when you listen to sutta like Mangala Sutta or the Metta Sutta, you realize all this virtue you start to have, you start to cultivate already, is within part of your daily life already. That's why there is joy. Then you know this sutta is very beautiful. That's why when I first came to know about this sutta, Mangala Sutta, when I read through all the virtue, the things that you must have for you to have good blessing, I realize everything that is written in the Mangala Sutta, my nature has. That's why I realize that Sutta is very beautiful. Then the Metta Sutta also, same. Everything that is mentioned there, the virtue, the understanding, all my nature has. So when you have the correct understanding and the cultivation, you can verify it from the teaching. They are all there. That's why I say, if you think you already enlightened or progress along the path of Dhamma, the back check is all these suttas, Mangala Sutta, Metta Sutta, and also Noble Eightfold Path. You don't even have any of the Noble Eightfold Path factor or embodiment of Noble Eightfold Path or the seven factors of enlightenment, you are far from awakening. So all these are very beautiful, very meaningful. Very good, Sadhu. Okay.